Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Cutting Your Losses, a Practical Approach to Dealing with Sunk Costs in Business. In the dynamic landscape of business, decision-making plays a pivotal role in determining the success or failure of a venture. One critical aspect that often complicates decision-making is the presence of sunk costs. Sunk costs refer to the expenditures that have already been incurred and cannot be recovered. Dealing with sunk costs in a rational and strategic manner is crucial for the prosperity of a business. This article explores the practical approach businesses can adopt to effectively cut their losses, mitigate the impact of sunk costs, and make decisions that foster long-term success. Understanding sunk costs. Before delving into the practical approach, it is essential to grasp the concept of sunk costs. These are expenses that have been invested in a project, initiative, or asset and are irretrievable, regardless of the future outcomes. In the business context, examples of sunk costs include research and development expenses, marketing costs, and the initial capital investment in a project. The challenge lies in acknowledging that these costs should not influence future decisions, as they are no longer relevant to the current situation. Business leaders often find it difficult to let go of sunk costs due to the psychological impact of the investments made. The emotional attachment to past expenditures can cloud judgment and lead to irrational decision-making, a phenomenon known as the sunk cost fallacy. The sunk cost fallacy. The sunk cost fallacy is a cognitive bias that occurs when individuals or businesses continue to invest in a project or decision based on the cumulative prior investment, rather than evaluating the current and future potential returns. This fallacy can lead to a distorted view of the situation, where the focus shifts from future gains to the desire to justify past investments. Real-world examples of the sunk cost fallacy in business abound. Consider a company that has invested heavily in the development of a new product but faces unforeseen challenges during the final stages of production. Despite the growing evidence that the market demand may not be as anticipated, the business might persist with the project, driven by the desire to recoup the already incurred costs. This continuation, however, may lead to even greater losses if the market does not respond favorably. The sunk cost fallacy has significant implications for profitability and strategic planning. When businesses succumb to this fallacy, they jeopardize their ability to make objective, forward-thinking decisions. Recognizing and addressing the fallacy is fundamental to developing a practical approach to dealing with sunk costs. The practical approach to effectively deal with sunk costs in business. A practical and systematic approach is essential. This involves conducting a sunk cost analysis, establishing clear decision-making criteria, and implementing a structured decision-making process. Conducting a sunk cost analysis. The first step in the practical approach is to conduct a thorough analysis of sunk costs associated with a particular project or investment. This involves identifying and categorizing costs that have already been incurred and cannot be recovered. By quantifying these sunk costs, businesses can gain a clear understanding of the financial resources that have already been invested. Once the sunk costs are identified, the next crucial step is to assess the potential future value versus the sunk costs. This analysis helps in determining whether continuing with the project or investment is financially viable or if cutting losses would be a more prudent decision. The focus shifts from what has been invested in the past to the prospective returns and the alignment with overall business objectives. Establishing clear decision-making criteria. A key aspect of the practical approach is the establishment of clear decision-making criteria. This involves defining key performance indicators, KPIs, and setting thresholds for when to cut losses. KPIs provide measurable benchmarks that help in objectively evaluating the success or failure of a project. For instance, a business may set KPIs related to revenue generation, market share, or customer satisfaction. Setting thresholds is equally important, as it creates predefined points at which a decision to cut losses is triggered. These thresholds act as strategic guidelines, ensuring that emotions and the sunk cost fallacy do not unduly influence decisions. Establishing clear criteria empowers businesses to make decisions based on objective assessments rather than subjective attachments to past investments. Implementing a structured decision-making process. The practical approach involves implementing a structured decision-making process that incorporates data-driven insights and involves relevant stakeholders. This process ensures that decisions are not made in isolation but are informed by a comprehensive understanding of the business landscape. Involving stakeholders is crucial, as different perspectives contribute to a more holistic view of the situation. Collaborative decision-making also promotes a sense of collective responsibility for the outcomes, reducing the likelihood of individual biases influencing the final decision. Additionally, leveraging data-driven insights provides an empirical foundation for decision-making, reducing the reliance on subjective judgments. The structured decision-making process should include a comprehensive evaluation of alternative courses of action. This analysis considers the potential risks and benefits of each option, enabling businesses to choose the path that aligns best with their strategic goals. Overcoming challenges. While the practical approach provides a robust framework for dealing with sunk costs, businesses often face challenges in its implementation. Overcoming these challenges requires addressing emotional attachments to sunk costs, encouraging a culture of adaptability, and providing resources and training for effective decision-making. Addressing emotional attachments. One of the primary challenges in dealing with sunk costs is the emotional attachment that decision-makers may have to past investments. Human psychology tends to place a higher value on what has already been invested, creating a reluctance to let go. Overcoming this challenge involves fostering a mindset that values future outcomes over past investments. Business leaders can implement strategies such as mindfulness training, which helps individuals become aware of their emotional responses and biases. Additionally, creating a culture that celebrates learning from failures rather than punishing them can shift the focus from the negative aspects of cutting losses to the positive aspects of strategic adaptation. Encouraging a culture of adaptability. A culture of adaptability is crucial for effective decision-making in dynamic business environments. This involves cultivating an organizational mindset that embraces change and views it as an opportunity for growth. When businesses prioritize adaptability, decision-makers are more likely to accept the need to cut losses and pivot when circumstances demand it. Leadership plays a key role in fostering a culture of adaptability. By communicating the importance of agility and acknowledging that not all decisions will yield the expected results, leaders create an environment where employees feel empowered to suggest changes and adjustments when necessary. Providing resources and training. Effectively implementing the practical approach to dealing with sunk costs requires providing resources and training for decision makers. This includes education on the sunk cost fallacy, workshops on decision-making frameworks, and access to data analytics tools that facilitate objective assessments. Training programs can also incorporate case studies and simulations that allow decision-makers to practice applying the practical approach in a controlled environment. By equipping teams with the necessary skills and knowledge, businesses enhance their capacity to make informed decisions that align with strategic objectives. In the next section, we will explore the benefits of cutting losses in business and how embracing the practical approach contributes to improved resource allocation, enhanced strategic agility, and positive impacts on overall profitability. Benefits of cutting losses. Embracing the practical approach to dealing with sunk costs brings forth a myriad of benefits for businesses. From improved resource allocation to enhanced strategic agility, the positive impacts resonate across various aspects of organizational functioning. Improved resource allocation. One of the primary benefits of cutting losses is the ability to redirect resources effectively. When a project or investment is no longer aligned with business goals, continuing to invest in it can lead to a misallocation of resources. By cutting losses, businesses free up valuable resources that can be reinvested in more promising opportunities. This improved resource allocation is not just financial. It extends to human capital and time. Teams that were previously dedicated to a project with diminishing returns can now focus on initiatives that offer greater potential for success. This reallocation of resources contributes to organizational efficiency and resilience. Enhanced strategic agility. Strategic agility is a key factor in navigating the ever-changing business landscape. When businesses are agile, they can respond swiftly to market shifts, technological advancements, and emerging trends. Cutting losses is a manifestation of strategic agility, allowing organizations to adapt to new information and make course corrections in a timely manner. In contrast, a rigid approach that clings to sunk costs can hinder strategic agility. The ability to pivot and change direction becomes compromised, potentially leading to missed opportunities and prolonged periods of underperformance. Embracing the practical approach fosters a culture of adaptability, positioning businesses to thrive in dynamic environments. Positive impact on overall profitability. Ultimately, the benefits of cutting losses culminate in a positive impact on overall profitability. By making decisions based on future potential rather than past investments, businesses increase their chances of achieving sustainable profitability. This approach aligns with the fundamental principle of maximizing returns on investment and ensuring that resources are deployed where they can generate the most value. Moreover, cutting losses can prevent the escalation of sunk costs and mitigate the negative financial effects of persisting in unviable projects. Businesses that proactively assess and adjust their strategies based on realistic evaluations of sunk costs contribute to long-term financial health and competitiveness in their respective markets. Conclusion. In conclusion, the practical approach to dealing with sunk costs is a vital aspect of strategic decision-making in business. By understanding the concept of sunk costs, recognizing the sunk cost fallacy, and implementing a practical approach, businesses can navigate complex situations with confidence and foresight. The benefits of cutting losses extend beyond financial considerations, encompassing improved resource allocation, enhanced strategic agility, and positive impacts on overall profitability. Businesses that prioritize rational decision-making and embrace the practical approach position themselves as agile, resilient entities capable of thriving in an ever-evolving business landscape. As we continue to navigate a world of uncertainties and opportunities, the ability to assess sunk costs objectively and make informed decisions will remain a cornerstone of successful business leadership. By cutting losses when necessary and focusing on the future, businesses can not only weather challenges but also position themselves for sustained growth and prosperity. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.